Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are in an unexpected turn. We're now joined, as we normally would be, by a writer, activist, trainer, former military officer, scientist, Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Yeah, I can call back in an hour if you like.
No, let's just do it. Let's just do this now.
Okay.
This is the drama of live radio, Dean. You just can't stop life. Life gets in the way.
So
let's talk about this. Let's talk about this article because I just saw some. I'm going to talk about this later, but I just saw some the latest results of homicide and everything out of the FBI. You had an article about something that happened in Illinois.
Yes.
Where an AR-15
close.
Was used.
Well. They don't say AR-50. It probably was an AR-15, but the police just identify it as an assault rifle.
Right.
And I haven't been able to get any other details from the police at this time. And, you know, I'm sure they're undergoing various investigations. But if they call it an assault rifle, the most common rifle that's called an assault rifle in the U.S. is the AR-15. So very likely that was it. I just say it's a semi-automatic rifle. And what happened was that you had a home invasion. I don't know. Nobody seems to be able to say what the home invasion was about. It was a planned event. I think maybe they got the wrong house. There were two home invaders. They're brothers. One commenter at the site claims that they were gang members. They both seem to have criminal backgrounds because there's mugshots of them when they were alive, but when the police got to them in this case, they were dead. So I'm presuming they have a criminal record. And they're 34 and 36 years old, which is, you know, getting a little bit up there for gang members. Anyway, they showed some foresight. They dressed in impersonating utility workers.
Right.
And they went up to the door. I've looked at I did a little investigation and found pictures of the house they invaded. And it's a very small house. But it has steps right on the front, going up about 2.5-3 feet to get into the house. So they had to go up the steps. And they knocked on the door, and a woman in her 30s, it says, carrying a toddler, came to the door. And when she opened the door, they displayed a revolver and pushed her inside. And she turned away from them and started screaming. And, you know, like I said, it's a very modest house, only 650 square feet. And she's screaming, and she's a renter. And there were two other people that had rented space in the house, two other roommates. And there's two bedrooms in the house, so I'm presuming one of them had a bedroom upstairs, and then one of them had rented the full basement. Well, she's screaming. The renter, who apparently is not related to her, heard that and came up from the basement with a semi-automatic pistol. And he engaged the one brother, I think it was Christian, scenario with his handgun and shot Christian. It is implied that Christian dropped the revolver at that point, whereas the renter, the basement renter, ducked back down into the basement, and his Jimmy Tenorio then started to grab his brother and grab the revolver and tries to pull his brother toward the doorway, which was probably only about 20 feet away in this small house. But the roommate comes back up with his rifle, and a gunfight ensues, and both brothers ended up outside on the very small lawn dead. So probably Jimmy was able to drag his brother outside, but both had suffered fatal wounds by that time. Neither of the victims inside the house was hit by any of the rounds fired. And the police did not count the number of rounds fired. They just said there were multiple rounds fired.
Right.
And this shows, you know, a rifle with somebody who's just got a little bit of moderate skill is very useful in this type of situation. I mean, it was meant for close range, in part, close range defensive fire by an individual against potential multiple targets. And they're easy to shoot. They don't have that much recoil. I imagine the muzzle blast was rather loud indoors.
Right.
And they, it was very effective in this self-defensive shooting. And the police are saying that it's self-defense, but they're still investigating. Interestingly enough, there were two other homicides that happened at a Motel 6, only about a block away from this house.
Right.
In the last month. So, you know, what is happening? There's a freeway that that goes right through that area. Was this some type of motel that was commonly used for drug transactions? I don't know. But the rifle turned out to be very effective. And, you know, it kind of fits that saying that you use the pistol to buy time to get to your rifle.
Right. The, you know.
And it's only 15 miles away from
Kenosha.
Kyle Rittenhouse's home.
Yeah.
In Antioch.
I kind of agree with your analysis. It was probably the wrong house. I mean, this was from the description, it's a 650 square foot house, which is small, and yet they had boarders. They were renting space out. In a 650 square foot house, so they probably were not expecting to see these males coming out.
It doesn't look to me like they you'd expect them to have a lot of cash or drugs available.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
I mean, it just doesn't seem that way. And the people, the victims, were both in their 30s as well.
Right.
And that's starting to get out of the really high risk area for age and crime. And both of the people, the man and the woman in the house, as I said, which appear not to be related, had firearms owner identification, which is required in Illinois in order to own a firearm.
Right.
Now, that's under legal dispute right now, and there's a case that went to the Illinois Supreme Court and was remanded back down to a district court as to whether the FOID card is actually constitutional or not because of its the way that it is required under Illinois law.
Well,
but both of the
let's hold it right there. Yeah, this before we run out of time, we're coming up on the first break. Dean has written well over 1,600 articles at this point that are all available at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her. How much I care to thank my pops for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten. And so, did you watch the debate last night?
I did.
Now, I didn't watch it. I didn't watch it. I've been reading reports about it. I do gather that it was a rather combative encounter.
It was. And I have to preface this by saying I missed about the first 15 minutes. And it's somewhat critical because I've been reading that President Trump was following the rules of 2 minutes without interruption
right.
to each person in the debate, and that former Vice President Biden actually broke the rules first by interrupting him. So it's one of these things that once the rules are broken, both sides feel that they can break the rules, and that's how we ended up with the very contentious and combative debate. And it was. My take on President Trump's performance was that you don't interrupt an opponent when they're making a mistake. And I think President Trump interrupted his opponent, former Vice President Biden, when he was in the process of making some serious errors.
Yeah.
And that kind of saved Vice President Biden from looking less capable than he otherwise did. So that's my take on it. Otherwise, I would have liked to see more detail on some of the points, because I'm old school, and when I think of a debate, I think of people making points and counterpoints and things like that.
Right.
But presidential debates have just come out to be, as I think Rush Limbaugh said, is just press conferences with a little bit of back and forth thrown in.
Right.
You know, nobody pays too much attention to the actual questions. They have their points they want to get across, and they do that. Now, one of the things that happened, and I noted it at the time, I probably should have paid more attention, but I did catch it, and that was where both Chris Wallace and the former Vice President Biden seemed to imply that Kyle Rittenhouse's shooting in Kenosha was some sort of white supremacist violence. But it wasn't. I mean, there's no ties to Kyle Rittenhouse, to any white supremacist group or text or reading or website. And I guarantee you there have been thousands of social justice warriors pouring over the Internet trying to find such a tie. But nothing has come forward. He's seen as a police supporter, and, you know, he favors law and order. And that's about all you can see on his post. How that comes across as white supremacist, to me, is just not there.
Now, is this when they were asking him to renounce white supremacy and everything else?
Yes.
Okay.
And Wallace started it off. I don't have the exact question in front of me, but he said, given the current violence that's happened in Kenosha and Portland, the current white supremacist violence that's happened in Kenosha and Portland,
yeah.
would you renounce white supremacists? And Trump says, well, give me a name. You know, he's trying to find out what incident he's actually talking about, is what it appeared to me.
Right.
And I've read most of the reports from Kenosha, or at least a significant number. I don't see any white supremacist violence there at all. I mean, you might have read some of the news reports. Do you recall anything about white supremacist violence in
Kenosha? No. I mean, They're trying to make out anytime Caucasian, and I guess I did not realize, I knew Chris Wallace could not fall very far from that tree, you know, from the Mike Wallace tree. I don't understand what he's doing at Fox. Well, yeah, I do, because I think Fox is run by a bunch of Democrats.
Yeah, it's trending that way, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, the whole deal where they're out there and labeling anything that involves Caucasians as white supremacy.
Yeah,
unless there were Black Lives Matter.
That's what it strikes me at.
Unless there were Black Lives Matter. If there were Black Lives Matter, they can blow up, burn, crackheads, whatever they want to do. Shoot people. Shoot black people. They can do that. That's perfectly okay if that happens in CHOP or wherever.
As long as they're on the left.
Yeah. So, you
look at what happened objectively. This Kyle Rittenhouse is attacked by multiple people, and he shoots three white people.
Yeah.
How is this white supremacist?
Well, I mean, when they keep wanting to turn all of this back into Charlottesville, and Charlottesville was leftist on leftist.
Yes.
Right? I mean, there were some people
there. And the one guy was kind of who drove into the crowd. Had some mental problems.
He was panicking.
He was panicked into that direction by somebody pointing a rifle at him, a leftist, as it turns out. I mean, he made some serious errors, and he very plausibly was convicted, but it's nothing like what happened in Kenosha or in Portland. It's more like what happened in, what was it, L.A. a couple of days ago. When a leftist drove a car into a crowd of Trump supporters.
Yeah. So, that part of it, I don't know. I think part of the problem, and we don't have time to talk about this, but I do want to talk about this in the next segment, but I'm watching the reviews of the debate. And I want to get your opinions on some of these when we do get back and talk about it. But I kind of think he sort of, I mean, every time Biden was opening his mouth, I mean, he was stepping on the wrong toes. He got out there and he said he's not for the Green New Deal, for example. So there goes the AOC and the Bernie Sanders people. The Bernie bros weren't going to vote. They weren't going to vote for him anyway, though.
Well, and that's where we're at. I mean, unless they're being, you know, very cynical and saying, well, he doesn't really mean that. He's just doing that to get elected. We need to get elected here.
Yeah.
And they might take that path.
Go check out Dean's stuff at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I don't know who the Proud Boys are. I mean, you'll have to give me a definition because I really don't know who they are.
President Trump's comments regarding the extremist group, the Proud Boys. President Trump continues.
I can only say they have to stand down, let law enforcement do their work. Law enforcement will do the work more and more.
Former FBI Director James Comey has wrapped up his testimony before a Republican-led Senate committee on Wednesday. Comey again on Capitol Hill to discuss a Russia investigation. As far as how things went, Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas tells Fox News,
"Well, unfortunately, it's very disappointing for a guy who is the FBI director. He claims not to know very much about what the FBI was doing at an unprecedented time when they literally were involved in the election, run up to the 2016 election. You remember what he did to Hillary Clinton."
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is touring Ohio and Pennsylvania via train on Wednesday. He's making several campaign stops along the way. President Trump is holding a rally in Minnesota at 9 o'clock Eastern time tonight regarding the presidential debate that took place on Tuesday. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie tells ABC News what both candidates need to do moving forward.
The president came out much too hot in that regard, too aggressive in the debate, and that Joe Biden came out in a way that concerned me as well, because there were numerous times during that debate where he drifted off in mid-sentence, where he got numbers wrong.
Chicago is launching a comprehensive plan to reduce violence in the city over the next 3 years. Mayor Lori Lightfoot revealing on Tuesday the Our City, Our Safety plan. The plan was revealed after more than 3,000 people have been killed and more than 12,000 have been shot in Chicago since 2016. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Dean Weingarten. We're doing a little after-action review on the debate and everything that goes along with it. What do you think about the various reads that I'm getting and I'm seeing from various news outlets regarding the debate? I mean, does it occur to any of these news people that what's going on out there in the country right now, all of the... You know, I just heard Chris Christie in the news talking about the president came off too hot. We're not in a game here. There's a lot of real life stuff happening here that, you know, gets beyond the world of the gentleman's politics.
Well, I think that part of the thing is that President Trump has been so vilified and so unfairly attacked and lied about so much in the media, it's somewhat understandable that he would be sensitive to more lies being told about him. And on the debate that I saw former Vice President Biden deliberately lie, I mean outright lies, several times. For example, he claimed that the president had said that white supremacists were very fine people, when that's been debunked over and over and over and over again.
Sure.
And then you have the Kenosha thing, where you had, it appears, Chris Wallace joined in with Biden in trying to claim that there was some sort of white supremacist stuff going on at Kenosha. There just isn't any evidence of that. And there were several other claims that he made. He made claims about the COVID virus that were just ludicrous. But I had read that the polling shows that there is a group of about 9% of older people who are absolutely terrified of the COVID virus, and the Democrats have seen that that polling gives them an option. If they can go after, you know, and emphasize the dangers of COVID, they can smear President Trump with that. So you could see that that was the strategy they were using, Vice President Biden was using in this case, to try to peel away some support from President Trump. I see this as not so much President Trump versus Biden, but as the population of the United States versus the media of the United States. And it's a question of whether the old media has enough power to drive the narrative to gaslight enough of the population to elect their favorite candidate, which is Vice President Biden.
Yeah, but they already know the answer to that. They've already gotten an example of that. Are they trying again?
Yes, because they are going to. First off, they don't have a lot of other options. Remember, they're not highly popular in the media. They vilified the police. Those are the normal venues for somebody who's going to try to do a coup and take power. They get control of the police and the military. And the media. Well, they already have the media, but they don't have either of the other two, and they've vilified them more. So they have just one tool, and that is to try to convince the population that their opposition is evil. And they can't do it subtly anymore, because subtleness stopped working a while ago. And they've been trading credibility by making more and more vicious and outrageous attacks for a couple of election cycles, which is why something like, I think, 80% of people now in the U.S. do not think the media is credible. So they're trying hard because they think, if I just do it harder, if I hit that thing with the hammer harder,
right,
it'll get me what I want. And that's what the election is about. Will it or won't it? It seemed to work in the 2018 midterms.
Well,
you know, they lied consistently and for a long period of time about Russia. And they were able to regain the House.
The thing about the 2018 midterms is you had 38 incumbent Republicans that just quit.
Yes, that's part of it. And I
think
that's part of the deep state. You know, the deep state encouraged that. So, you know, the deep state and the media have been in bed with each other for at least 50 years.
Oh, you bet.
And so that was part of the whole thing. Can they do it? Can they translate that 2018 success into keeping the House, gaining the Senate, and getting rid of President Trump? It doesn't seem real likely to me, but, you know, we're constantly being gaslighted and saying that Vice President Biden is ahead.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, up to 9 p.m. on election night last year, it was Queen Hillary. The polls and what the polls have to say and what the people in the polls have to say and the pollsters and all the other people, I couldn't care less. You know who Frank Luntz is, the pollster?
Yes.
So he got out there and he said that in his focus groups, he found a whole bunch of people that are not going to vote for anybody.
Oh. Well, here's another thing. I have seen and read reference to a number of people who simply refuse to talk to pollsters, or they deliberately lie to them.
Sure.
And it's easy to understand the reason for it, because when you realize that these polls are being used as essentially a tool of oppression against you to figure out how the powers that be, the elite and the media and academia, can phrase their wording in order to oppress you and to control you and to manipulate you, well, one of the obvious things to do is feed bad information into the polls or simply refuse to participate in the polls.
Right. Right. I don't disagree with you. I just find it, for anybody that watches the news, which I know why you watched the debate. I mean, I'm having to pick up things and clips and everything. I could have just watched it. But I just can't bring myself to watch TV.
You know, I normally don't. I just thought this one seemed so potentially important, I felt I had to watch.
I think that the American people need to understand that the media thinks they're a bunch of idiots. And the Democrats think they're a bunch of idiots. I mean,
it's absolutely true.
And I mean, it literally is the case that if Biden could get out there and say, if I'm the president, I will cure cancer on day one. If he thought that could get it,
he would
win with that. He would say it.
Well, I had exposure to a lot of liberals, I will just call them, who worked in my field, but they weren't in the military, but we would contract with them. I won't mention the exact place, but I had exposure. And they were constantly amazed that I could actually think, you know, because I was conservative.
Right.
Well, I'd say, well, look, you know, the numbers you're putting forward, and I'm not about my field. They were pretty good in that, but not about, and it was meteorology back then. But they'd bring up some kind of social issue, and I'd say, your numbers don't add up. You know, if these people are making this much money and you say they can't afford insurance, well, the insurance only costs this much. Why can't they afford it? And they'd be dumbfounded. Well, nobody ever brought that up before.
Let me get you to hang on. Hang on right there for me. We're coming up on the next break, and we're going to continue on with the conversation regarding this debate simply because, gosh, it's an interesting time to live in America. And for those of you that like Dean stuff and like some of the stuff that you've heard us talk about before, you can find it all. Well, you can find half of it, 1,600 plus articles, at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten, talking about the debate last night. Did you notice that I would love to know who prepares Joe Biden's cue cards, because he thinks Antifa is a concept.
Yeah, that was obviously a gaffe on his part. But he has to know that Antifa is part of his radical base. You know, it's just hard to believe that he doesn't. And, who prepared his cards? I don't know. There's some speculation that he was wearing a wire of some kind, which it wouldn't surprise me too much because the stakes are so high in this situation. Now, if you want to talk about a totally different subject, we could talk about an article I wrote about military lasers. I don't think we've discussed that before.
We have not.
Yeah,
I saw that, and I've, I figured by now we would be flying around in the Jetsons cars anyway. So, when I saw that, I was sort of interested in that because I don't think we've advanced near where we thought we were going to be back during the, 60s,
well, I'm
70s.
Amazed that we've done as well as we have. Now, it's true, right. We don't have laser guns you can put in a holster or sling over your shoulder that,
right.
Will destroy humans at 200 yards away. But we have lasers that are vehicle-mounted, that are electrically powered, by a generator or a set of capacitors or batteries or something like that, that can shoot down drones at a mile or so away. And they're on the very edge, within months, of fielding systems that they believe can shoot down artillery shells from a couple of miles away. And they're saying within 2 years, we'll have systems that will be able to shoot down hypersonic cruise missiles. I mean, and not just have them, but be fielding them. I mean, that is very significant. They really work well on naval ships because you've got lots of power from the engines of the ship. You've got lots of water available to cool systems because with any system you get waste heat with a firearm. The waste heat goes out with the propellant gases out the end of the barrel, but it still heats up the weapon. You have to cool them down.
Right.
With lasers, you have to cool the circuitry. And we are talking about a 300 kilowatt laser that's supposed to be coming out fielded in 2024. They expect to demonstrate it in 2022. That's not very far away. And a 300 kilowatt laser is a powerful laser. They, like I said, they believe they can shoot down hypersonic cruise missiles with those. We, back in about 2010-11, we had proved the airborne laser. I was peripherally involved in that test and system. And that was able to shoot down launched ICBMs from tens to hundreds of miles away. And it was at very high altitudes, and so it didn't have to shoot through too much atmosphere to get at them.
Right.
Because it was airborne. It was in a big plane. But it was a complex system, and it wasn't nearly as impressive. Now, it was about 3 to 5 times as powerful as these 300 kilowatt systems we're talking about. But it used a special chemical laser system that used very poisonous and dangerous things. I won't say what chemicals I believe it was. I don't think it's classified, but I don't want to make an error. But anyway, you had to vent those spent chemicals out to the atmosphere, and you could get another shot in about an hour. So it wasn't anywhere near as impressive as these 300 kilowatt lasers they're talking about. And the state of the art is advancing so rapidly, I could believe that in a decade, by 2030, we might have lasers as powerful as was on the airborne laser directly powered by electricity. And that's an enormous potential for air defenses, artillery defenses, and for spaceborne weapons, for example. You put one of these lasers up on something in orbit, a satellite, if you can get enough power, and of course that's a real limitation in space, if you can have enough power for it, you could shoot down things hundreds of miles away or destroy satellites hundreds of miles away with the laser.
Right.
And no reaction mass.
Hmm.
So we have made enormous progress. And I have to say, it's taken a while. I was involved in one of the very first tests of lasers as a weapon. When I say involved, I loaned some of my team members to assist on the test. So that's not, I was not there present. But I later heard scuttlebutt. Nothing official, that they were able to shoot down in a carefully controlled test a helicopter back in 1975. But that's under, like, optimum conditions, the very just proof of principle, I would call it.
Now, do you think we'll see these on... And I know it looked like the one that you wrote about. If you've mentioned this, I've been zeroing in on, I didn't know you were involved in the airborne laser. I remember that project very well because that made a lot of news. This other thing that has come up is that now these are going to be ground-borne. These are going to be on armored personnel tracked vehicles.
Well, they're also on ships, and they're looking at them for anti-missile defenses on aircraft as well. But the ones that are being fielded, and this was an Army publication. They were looking at something that you'd put on top of a Striker or a heavy equipment mover.
Right.
Those Those are ground-based, and they basically have to have some type of big generator capability or use the engine as a generator to make enough power, because these things just take a lot of power. If you're going to burn something down from a mile and a half away, it takes a lot of power to do that. And the advantage is that you reduce your logistic tail quite a bit, because with artillery shells, you've got to move the artillery shell.
That's right.
And they fit particular artillery, and that's all they do. You can't really take artillery shells from one piece of artillery and use them in a different caliber of artillery, as I understand it. And so, but with a laser, it just takes fuel because you have to produce electricity.
Right.
You could conceivably capture enemy stockpiles of fuel and use their fuel to power your lasers. So I think it's a concept that has limited application. There's no indirect fire with a laser, for example. You
right.
can't fire over a hill. You don't really have an area capability. You know, you can't put a massed artillery fire and destroy a whole bunch of stuff in a wide area. But for specific purposes like air defense, anti-missile defense, that type of thing, they offer a lot of promise.
Yeah, and they are strictly line of sight, and weather
yes.
can't affect them, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes, that's one of the big problems. That's how I got
yeah.
involved, is that I was in charge of a meteorology team, and so we would characterize what the conditions in the atmosphere were when they were doing the test. And, yes, atmospherics, they affect lasers a lot. And so the types of things that you already use to protect vehicles from line-of-sight weapons, like smoke, grenades.
Dean, we're about to run out of time here, so thank you for taking the time.
They also work against lasers.
Thank you for taking the time to come on the show with me tonight. I do appreciate that, and we'll be talking to you again on Friday, I presume.
Very good. I intend to be there.
Thank you, sir. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.